we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you, Brevard County. I pray that you are planning on having a wonderful, wonderful day. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and it is our privilege to bring the Word of God to you today. And it truly is an honor to speak with you. And we have a word today that I believe will be of great encouragement to you. I know it's something that I have to remind myself of, and I'm thankful that it's in the Word of God. And so we're going to give you some scriptures to go with it today. And so we're going to go back to Isaiah, the 26th chapter, Isaiah chapter 26. And so if you would be praying for a missions team that is on their way to Belize this week, we would greatly, greatly appreciate you keeping them in prayer as they minister the love of Jesus. Amen. And so Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 1. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation, which keeps the truth, may enter in. You, God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the unjust is uprightness, or the way of the just is uprightness, O most upright. You weigh the path of the just, yes, in the way of your judgments. O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. What I want to talk to you about right now is verse number 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Most of us at some point in time have had to battle the concept of worry or anxiety. And having been there, when I was very young and being a husband and a father and having bills to pay, it was quite disconcerting at times what our financial situation was like. By the way, I will tell you, there are some ministers who have done quite well financially through the years. Most of the ministers that I know are not necessarily in that same situation. And so if you think that you go into the ministry to get rich, I want to tell you you're in the wrong field and you've got the wrong motive. I don't do this job because I said, man, pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, that is the path to financial abundance. When I came to the church, I didn't come because of the beauty of the building or the massive number of 6 people that were in the congregation that first Sunday. I didn't do it because of the luxurious living accommodations. It wasn't because of the office, and it wasn't because of the salary, of which there was none. I came because I sensed that God had called me there. And I'm thankful for him putting up with me when there was such a learning curve. I'm thankful that they put up with me. And you know, today we're thankful that we don't have those same things. When we walked into the church, we were handed several $100 worth of bills, and the first offering was $37. And so if you look at that and you say $37, and there's three Sundays before there's $300 worth of bills that are due, you can look at that and say, we have a problem. And we weren't in a financial situation personally that we were going to be able to support our own family as well as the church. And so we needed God's favor, and he brought that. And I'm very thankful. There have been times that we went with no paychecks for a season of about 10 weeks was how far we got behind one time. But I want to declare to you that God is faithful. And so today I want to give to you this teaching that results in peace and not worry. And it says that God will keep us in that place. He will guard us. He will make sure that we stay in that place, and in a place of perfect peace where shalom, it not only means an absence of conflict, but it means a contentment, a soundness of body, a soundness of mind, will, emotions, spiritual peace, that we are reconciled to God. We're at peace with God. We're at peace with ourselves, and we're at peace with where God has placed us. He will keep us in that place. He wants us to stay in that place. So banish fear from your life. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And so this is not a philosophy. This is a promise from God here in Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3, that God will keep Bob Arthurs in perfect peace, that he will keep you in perfect peace, that it is something that we have that we can claim. But there's a process, there is an action that is necessary in order for us to be kept in that place. Okay, so if we just quote, you will keep him in perfect peace, then we are doing ourselves a disservice, because we're going to be frustrated if we do not do the action on our part that will enable God to do his part of keeping us in that place of perfect peace. And our responsibility is this: whose mind is stayed on you. Okay? Every minute, there are millions and millions of mental functions that are taking place. You know, my brain is sending signals to my heart. It's sending signals to all of the organs in my body. It's deciphering sounds that are coming in, and images that are coming in, and processing those. It's helping me to form words and to think of the things that need to be said. And all of those things are taking place, and I'm grateful for them. I'm thankful for a functioning mind. But when it comes to the things that I think about and the things that I meditate on, if I want perfect peace, my mind has got to be stuck on Jesus. When I think of Jesus, then I think of him on the throne. I see how majestic he is, and I see how unworthy the problems that I have are worthy of the distractions that they are trying to create in my life. And so I see what God has prepared for me eternally. And so that bill that looks so oppressive on the other side of the page, it's not nearly as impressive, because 1,000 years from now, it's insignificant. the things that I told you about that I used to worry about, now, I mean, the amount of money that used to keep me awake at night, the differential, it seems so small and insignificant. It was only a maybe $100. We had a total bill demand at that time of about $1,000. I remember my student loan payments were $64.19 a month. And it's like, how are we ever going to pay this? Praise God. I wish my daughter's student loan payments were only $64.19 a month. You can think about all of those things, but here's the thing. If we allow our minds to get stuck on the giants, we will forget about the majesty of God. We will forget about his power. Okay. And so if you have encountered God where he has delivered you from a very powerful enemy, don't allow a single incident to cause your mind to get stuck on focusing on that. In the New Testament, it says this: fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He's working on you. The situation that you and I have in front of us is there just to remind us of how big he is, that it is not bigger than God. Never forget that God is bigger than all of your problems. I want to read to you a passage from Psalm 85, and it says this in verse number 8, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. Let me read that part of that verse again. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. And so one of the ways that we can have our mind stayed upon him, as it talks about in Isaiah 26:3, is to be constantly listening for the voice of the Lord. Okay, if you have a smartphone, I want to encourage you to download a Bible app that you can, that has audio versions to it, and that you can listen to. You can listen to it while you're going down the road. I guarantee you this: you will, if you make the Word of God a priority for your reading and make it a priority for your listening, you will never get to heaven and say, you know, I wish I had ignored the Word of God more. Most of us are, when we get to heaven, we're going to say, I wished I would have made the Word a higher priority. So, you know, what I want to help people to do is to avoid some of the mistakes that I made. I don't want to live vicariously through them. I want to empower them. I want to inform them of some of the trappings so that they do not get stuck at some of the places that I got stuck at. And so one of the ways that we can do that is listen to God and listen to what he has to say. He speaks peace. He speaks peace. So we've, a little over a week ago, we got to, dedicate our grandson to the Lord. And that's quite an honor. That's quite an honor. And you know what's amazing is I can remember when his daddy was that size, you know, that the pastor who dedicated him to the Lord. And I can also remember when my youngest one was dedicated. She was dedicated at Merit Assembly of God, and now another generation of Arthurs are being dedicated there. And so very, very, very excited about that. And that baby will sometimes become quite agitated. So my wife needed me to make a trip with her, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We had to run down someplace and get something. And on the way back, there was a couple of different ways that we could go. One was the normal way, and the other would take us by our son's house and give us the opportunity to see them and see our grandchild. And so my wife said, can we call them and see if we can swing by real quick? And so they said that they were home and we could swing by. And so we did. And when we were there, the baby was a little fussy, and they were trying to get him calmed down. And you know what they did? They put on praise and worship music. And it wasn't just any praise and worship music. It was the praise and worship music that my son's wife had been listening to and singing with while he was in the womb, while our grandson was in the womb. And when he started hearing the music that he was familiar with, when he started hearing those declarations of praise to God, all of a sudden there was a peace that came upon him, and the agitation left, the frustration left, all of the anxiety and the uncertainty of this new reality of his, all of that was banished because he heard what had brought him comfort. All that during that growing period of conception. And so I want to encourage you. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice; they know my voice, and they won't follow another voice." I want to encourage you this week to make the Word of God a higher priority. Read the Word of God so that you get to know His voice. Most people have this perception, at least most unbelievers, have this perception that God is this angry old man and He's just waiting to just beat the fool out of you and take a bat and swat you into hell for all of eternity. Nothing could be further from the truth. God is the lover of your soul. He created you for His glory and for His pleasure. He created you to be the house in which He dwells in all of His fullness, in His splendor, in His majesty. He created you for good things. He created you as a vessel of honor and a vessel of righteousness and holiness and truth. That's what God created you for. And He wants, the church is referred to as the bride of Christ. And God is not a spouse abuser. Let me say that again. The church is the bride of Christ, and God is not a spouse abuser. He's not there to verbally berate you. You know, the scripture says that husbands are to wash their wives with the water of the Word. And so I want to ask you, what would it be like if rather than speaking out of your emotions or speaking out of your wrath or your rage or whatever, what if we prayed the Word of God, we spoke the Word of God, we declared the Word of God over one another? Can I just show you what something like that would look like? And I'm gonna pray this for my wife, okay? And so if you wanna take it and run with it, I encourage you. God, I want to thank you for this wonderful gift that you have blessed me with and my wife. I thank you, Lord. You said that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Lord, when you created man, you said that it was very good. And Lord, I know this, that we live in a fallen world, but Lord, I declare that this gift that has come from you, it is a good gift. It is a gift that you customized for me, that my wife is a gift from you to me, and I am a gift to her from you. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you for that, for that gift. I want to thank you, Lord, that you have birthed in her a passion for your word. Lord, I thank you she's a worshiper. Lord, I thank you that she is healthy because by your stripes she is healed. I thank you, Lord, that you have not given her a spirit of fear, but you've given her a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. I thank you, God, that you have enabled her to fan into flames the gift that you have placed inside of her. Lord, I thank you for the gift of holiness. I thank you that it is your plans that will succeed in her life, Lord. I thank you, O God, that you know the plans and the steps that you have for her. And Lord, your will is a good and pleasing plan. Lord, I thank you for those that you have used to touch her, and Lord, that you've used her to touch as well. God, I pray in Jesus' name that this day, Lord, would be a day where she is directed by God, empowered by God, and used by God to bring glory to your name. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful woman that you have brought into my life. God, may your word prevailed. May the Lord rebuke you, Satan, in her life. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that my wife would experience the peace of God that passes understanding today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so I encourage you to speak. How many of you think that if we did that stuff like that in our homes and our churches, that there would be a lot less fighting, a lot less conflict, and a lot more peace? Okay. And so I just encourage you, listen to what God is saying about the situation, and he will speak peace. Now, I want to take you, by the way, it talks about peace that passes understanding. It doesn't mean that you have to have intellectually grasped everything yet, that you have come to grips with everything and say, oh yeah, now I understand. No, it is when we hear that it is God speaking, when we get our mind focused on his supremacy and on his power and on his competency to contain everything, then we know that everything is going to be okay, even though we don't know all of the steps that he is going to utilize. Listen, with all of the unrest and with all of the corruption and with all of the deception that is going on in America right now, I want you to know I have to practice Isaiah 26:3, because if not, it would be very, very depressing for me. I could focus on all of the bad things that are going on, and I do stay aware of the legal attacks that are against churches and against ministries that are going on. I stay aware of all those things, but I have to keep my mind stayed on this. Excuse me. That was kind of a hiccup there that just came out of no place. Sorry about that. Now, if you thought that I was a perfect radio communicator, now you know different. Anyway, I have to keep my mind stayed on what God wants my mind stayed on. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on the... In Romans chapter 8, verse number 6, it says this, "For to be carnally minded is death." Okay? So there's the opposite of the verse in Isaiah chapter 26. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on you, or I could be carnally minded and I could be thinking about all of the problems and all of the shortcomings and all of the fallacies and all of the deceptions. I could be thinking about ways to commit sin and ways to fulfill the lust of the flesh. I could be thinking about all of those, but the result of that is not peace. It's not satisfaction. It's death. And so I'm not talking about here that we just go around all day long and we ignore our jobs. Listen, you're supposed to do your job to the glory of God. But that's the key, that when you're doing your job, you say, God, I need your help to do this job in such a way that I bring you glory. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So peace comes, and then you and I are enabled to live our life to the fullest extent. And so I just encourage you today, take control, take every thought captive, bring it into subjection to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Joyce Meyer wrote a book, is called The Battlefield of the Mind. If you realize that the enemy is trying to get you to think about other things, and that it's designed to bring death, but God has designed something for you to think about and meditate upon, feed on and grow on and listen to, and it will bring life and peace. Which will you choose today? You got a choice to make. Are you going to choose life? Are you going to choose peace? Or are you going to choose for your mind to take you on a different path where worry and fear, unhealthy emotions, and death are the end result? As for me and my house, we want our mind fixed upon Jesus. I told this, I think, at church I was preaching a few weeks ago, and as I was on my way out the door that morning, I looked at this. We have this mirrored wall that's been there ever since we got the house, and there's all these verses of Proverbs 31 on it, and it describes the Proverbs 31 woman, and there were two verses that were up there that were in my message that morning, and I never paid attention to those verses. They'd been up there for a few weeks, but I hadn't really paid attention to it. I don't really look in that mirror. I just kind of walk by of a morning. And my wife had put them up there because that's where her and my daughter, they go to have their morning devotions. And they wanted to set before themselves what a godly woman has going for in her life. I want you to know today that it's worth it to fix your mind, to fix your eyes, to keep your mind stayed upon Him. The result is going to be life and peace throughout your life and throughout your entire household. Father, right now, we have deliberately made a choice to take every thought captive and bring it into subjection to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for perfect peace and life to come into every home and every church, every individual right now, in Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. It's my